more deadly. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. At least 4,000 people have died after two powerful earthquakes struck Turkey and Syria.
The first earthquake was centered in southern Turkey, but buildings have been flattened on both sides of the nearby Syrian border. Residents rushed from their beds to escape shuddering homes. Many simply couldn't get out in time. Here, a rescue worker lies under precariously balanced concrete to speak to someone trapped in the rubble. Medical facilities are said to be under extreme strain.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. The second quake hours later was almost as strong, and now Reuters is reporting a 5.8 magnitude quake struck central Turkey a short time ago. President Biden has spoken with Turkey's President Erdogan, offering condolences and assistance. 78 members of the Los Angeles County Fire Department's Urban Search and Rescue Team will head to Turkey to aid in humanitarian efforts.
This team is highly skilled and elite in urban search and rescue, and especially trained to assist in rescue efforts, especially after earthquakes like the one that just struck central or southeast Turkey.
Interim Fire Chief Anthony Maroney. Rail officials explained how they were able to avoid a dangerous situation after five train cars carrying chemicals derailed near the Ohio-Pennsylvania border.
Scott Deutsch of Norfolk Southern Railway details how crews were able to release the vinyl chloride, a toxic gas from five tanker cars of a derailed train in East Palestine, Ohio, reducing the threat of an explosion.
Two of the cars did polymerize, so we were able to control the release where we wouldn't have been if we didn't take this action.
Evacuation orders are in place within a 1 mile radius of the area near the Pennsylvania border. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro says officials are monitoring the air and water quality.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
Prosecutors will soon be able to introduce allegations of financial crimes in the double murder trial of a former South Carolina attorney.
Judge Clifton Newman made the ruling Monday morning after hearing testimony from multiple witnesses without the jury present.
While motive is not a necessary element, the state must prove malice, and evidence of motive may be used to prove it.
Prosecutors allege the defendant acted out of fear of being exposed and murdered his wife and son to create a distraction. The defense insists this theory is both unproven and makes little sense given the additional scrutiny the murders placed on their client. In Atlanta, Jonathan Seri, Fox News.
Federal officials say a cyber attack caused a nearly day-long outage to the nation's new 988 mental health helpline late last year. The information just disclosed to the Associated Press. Lawmakers are now calling for the federal agency that oversees the program to prevent future attacks. A giant in the amusement park business has put out the now hiring sign.
Amusement park company Cedar Fair is hiring 35,000 seasonal employees in the U.S. and Canada for this year. Cedar Fair says it's holding the largest job fair in its history from February 18th to 24th. It'll be hiring ride operators, lifeguards, and workers for food and beverage services and aquatic security. Its parks include Cedar Point, Great America, Dorney Park, Knott's Berry Farm, and others. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
The Powerball jackpot is now $747 million. No one's won the jackpot since November. The odds of winning are 1 in over 290 million. The odds are designed to build up big jackpots to get more people to buy tickets. If the winner takes the cash option, they'll take in just over $403 million. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.